Operation Bossa Nova, January 24th, 1969. Communist Party. Special National Executive Meeting from an ASIO microphone in the meeting room.
The time of pacifism is gone!
Evaluation B, Credibility 3.
Dear me, an ASIO use such dramatic music. A little taste there from a new doco that lifts the lid on the rather murky world of surveillance in this country. Now, a long time before Edward Snowden revealed the global digital spying network that operates today, Australian authorities were busily collecting vast amounts of information about ordinary Australian citizens. Now, after decades of that information collecting dust, much of it's been made available to the public. And some of those who were under surveillance way back then in their younger days can read through what ASIO had to say about them. The documentary is called Persons of Interest. It airs tonight on SBS and it features some rather familiar faces who've now had the chance to dig through their own, no doubt, deeply fascinating ASIO files. It was directed by Hayden Keenan and he joins us this morning. Hayden, welcome.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So it was a fairly broad brush approach to the gathering information, even back then. Nothing to what we're used to today, but even so, who were some of the names that we might recognise that pop up in your documentary?
Look, it was an incredibly broad range. You didn't actually have to do very much to have a file opened on you, and I'm sure it's still the same. Our documentary, it's a four-part piece, which over the next 4 weeks, and tonight we start with journalist and author Roger Millis. The following week we have one of the well-known Monash University revolutionaries, Michael Hyde, who with Albert Langer was, you know, one of the most hated faces in Victoria and served wonderfully for Henry Bolte's re-election purposes. The following week, we have Gary Foley, Aboriginal activist and one of the founding members, along with revolutionary Dennis Walker in Queensland, of the Black Panther Party of Australia. And we finish with Frank Hardy, who, naturally enough, can't represent his own file, and his son, Alan Hardy, and granddaughter, Marieke Hardy, show us through and discover for themselves what the contents of his file.
And what sort of detail? I mean, what sort of... I can understand why someone, you know, an avowed communist and revolutionary might attract attention, but having established that attention, what sort of detail did ASIO go for?
Once they decide to target you, it's actually really surprising. And a number of people have said to us 40 years later, they owe a debt of gratitude to ASIO because they can't remember what room number they stayed in on September 13th, 1972, but ASIO's told them. So
thank you for recording my life.
Well, it's in the most extraordinary detail. And that's one of the things that really disturbs people, just to see the amount of detail in the Roger Millis episode tonight. There's the most extraordinary phone intercepts of husband and wife talking about the most intimate details of their lives, and it's all recorded and noted. ASIO worked on what was called the mosaic theory, in the sense that nothing was irrelevant, everything was recorded, in the hope that at some stage down the track, the final tablet will be placed into the mosaic and the grand conspiracy will be revealed. Unfortunately, the theory did not work.
Yes, I think recent experience would suggest that not much has changed in that approach, that it's now less a mosaic, more of a vacuum cleaner.
Well, it's so much easier now for intelligence gathering.
But the approach is identical, is it not? It's anything could be of interest.
It is. I mean, you've got to take their point of view just for a moment and say, look, you know, that innocent conversation could be the key to something much bigger.
Mm.
At the same time, one of the queries we have, and I think our series really does cast some light on, is in the history of ASIO, we've seen mission drift occur on a number of occasions, where they end up serving political masters for political purposes. And we've also seen a level of incompetence that can be disturbing, where everything you do supports their hypothesis. Speak too much, you're hiding something. Don't speak enough, you're hiding something. It's the files themselves, they're sort of like dark biographies written by someone that neither likes nor trusts their subject. And they can be, they're quite damning in places. And you'll just see, you know, in the Foley episode, connections between the Black Panther Party and the Communist Party, which are, you know, someone trying to line up a dirty weekend. They're not political connections, they're sexual connections. And ASIO is rapid, you know, noting down, could this be the Black Panther Party making contact with the Communist Party? And one of the things that I think is a little like what we're seeing now is politicians and intelligence agencies scratching each other's backs, selling unquantified fear and mission drift. You know, we're tapping the East Timorese, and I mean that was ASIS, but who is going to sign off on some ratbag project that the agency's come up with?
Despite the fact that in the period that you're talking about, there was the focus of the Cold War, the anxiety about communism, which at least gave some sort of an umbrella, I suppose.
That's exactly it. It was an umbrella. And there is no doubt that there was a KGB spy ring operating out of Canberra in the late 40s, early 50s.
Mm.
And it was the reason that ASIO was created. That spy ring was led by a chap called Wally Clayton, whose code name was Clod. And Wally lived at 27 Station Street, Balcombe Hills.
And on the 18th of August, he had this conversation.
Yes, as every KGB spy does. But ASIO cracked the bulk of that spy ring very quickly. They were extremely efficient at that.
A fascinating time in our recent history, Hayden, and we'll be watching with interest, if I dare say that. Hayden Keenan, he's director of this documentary series. Over the next 4 weeks on SBS, starts tonight, called Persons of Interest, SBS at 8:30.